Enjoying the fruits of the labor of Idaho agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Oh my, this looks like it's setting up to be a beautiful, beautiful year. The fruit is gorgeous.
It's the beginning of October and a beautiful day at Houston Vineyard. The grapevines are loaded with wonderful fruit, and it is time to celebrate. Greg and Mary Alger will host close to 75 guests for an evening dinner in the vineyard.
Tonight is our Farm to Fork event. This is our fall event, which is really the celebration of the beginning of the harvest. And what's beautiful about this event is that we'll take everybody here from the winery over to the vineyard, and then we'll have a 5-6-course meal that's all local ingredients.
The chef has got some amazing food lined up, so I can't wait to share that with everyone.
We have Acme bread, and we have Eden Creamery. We have Purple Sage Farms herb.
Maya Clark of Idaho Preferred points out the presence of Idaho agriculture on a simple appetizer cracker.
The concept of bringing the farm to the fork has been around for a while, but we are really working hard to increase consumers' awareness of what is grown locally, and I think that this is a great opportunity to do so because we've got goat cheese and we've got greens and we've got meat and we've got orchard products.
And don't forget the Idaho-produced and fabulous wine.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.